I hope you do know that we're live right now.
Welcome back to I Plead the First. It's your fantastic host, Shannon Devlin.
Sierra Adams.
MD.
The Grand Duchess Anastasia Nikolaevna Romanov.
Oh my gosh, get out. Oh
my god. You shouldn't have taken me to see that show.
I know. I regret it.
What show is that? Anastasia.
See, Friday was Sierra's birthday, and she took me to go see Anastasia. And what she doesn't know is that I love the Romanov family more than I love life. And what she was not aware of was how obsessed I'd become with the show. And I think since we've seen the show, every time I've seen her, I've said at least 5 times that I am the Grand Duchess Anastasia Nikolaevna Romanov.
Comrade?
I'm a princess.
Comrade?
Comrade.
Sorry, but no, like in the Hotera like musical, like they say comrade like nonstop.
That was Soviet Russia, though.
I know. I just find it funny, though. It's like every 5 seconds, comrade, comrade, comrade.
Well, it's kind of like in Nazi Germany. You called everyone.
I know.
You'd say something and then you end it with, Heil Hitler. Like, you'd be like, wow, that was a really big crap. Hail Hitler.
Like, yes, that's what everyone says.
That's exactly what everybody said.
Like, I think they just did it for fun.
You never know.
Like, thanks, Obama.
Wait, I love this. Can someone please turn this into a meme? The 1940s equivalent of thanks, Obama was Hail Hitler. This is the point where somebody calls in and says, please take him off the radio show.
No.
We just get, our show just gets taken down. That's it.
No, our show didn't get taken down.
After this episode, since we're saying comrade and Hell Hitler.
Comrade isn't a swear word.
Please, dear listeners, make note. We are not advocating for communism, socialism.
They're basically the same thing.
Fascism. They're slightly different.
Oh, my God.
You see, you're talking to a political science minor.
Oh, my God.
Wow. A surprise appearance. He's back from the dead. He's back from the dead.
It's Matt Simkovic.
It's Matt Simkovic.
Woo. All right, you'll learn, but that's my mic.
Everybody shift over.
DJ
took your spot.
Oh,
DJ.
DJ, nice to meet you. I'm Matt.
Hi, nice to meet you, comrade.
Morgan, so, why are you so quiet today?
What have I missed today, in the past, forever, this season?
Did you know that Hail Hitler is the equivalent to thanks Obama?
No, but I definitely see how that could be.
And the equivalent in Soviet Russia was comrade.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Comrade.
Can't go wrong with comrade.
Wow. The economy is in free fall again. Comrade.
Just comrade.
Just comrade all the time.
Because they didn't say, like, hail Stalin or anything.
No.
No. They liked Mussolini.
Well, no, they did have a saying. But
no. He was Italian.
I know. But he was like, no one said hail Mussolini.
No, because Mussolini was fat and bald.
Was he?
I'm pretty sure he was fat and bald.
I'm fat and bald.
Are you Mussolini?
I mean, no.
You haven't seen them in the same place at the same time.
I was just saying, no one has ever seen me in the same room
Are
as Mussolini.
Are you the reincarnation of Mussolini?
You mean like I'm the
I mean,
reincarnation
no, but I would
the
argue
Grand
that
Duchess
if anyone.
Nikolaevna Romanov.
Oh my gosh.
I like him. I'm a fan.
Yeah, you said Jackie Kennedy last week.
You can have multiple
past
lives.
And then I told
lives.
You how JF Kennedy wasn't very nice.
We're not going to get into this argument again.
Well, I think... Whoa. Thoughts on JFK. Positive or negative?
He was a good president, but he...
thoughts on JFK. Overall, positive or negative? Like, if this is zero right here, positive or negative? Where would you put him?
Are we ranking him as a person or are we ranking
overall?
Him?
Like overall, everything, taking everything into consideration, literally everything.
I'm going to go with slightly on the positive side.
Okay, see, there you go. And that solves the argument, because at the end of the day, JFK is positive. So, like, he's going to hate it, but you can bring it up.
No, he likes JFK.
Oh, I thought you didn't like JFK.
No, it was Shannon that kept, like, grinding. No.
Oh, you
Shannon
don't was playing like JFK. Devil's advocate.
Yeah, because I like JFK, but he was also a hoe, so.
Yo, yeah. Facts. Oh. Big facts.
He was a good president, but, like, in his free time, it was just like, what are you doing? Jackie Kennedy is over there. And you're with Marilyn Monroe over here. Like, we don't know what's going on. Yeah. That's what's happening.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
So basically what you're saying is they should rename the Lincoln bedroom the Kennedy bedroom.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Does what? Taft have a bathroom? Because I feel like he should.
And Taft was pretty big.
Well, Taft was the only U.S. president to get stuck in the bathtub.
William Howard Taft Memorial Bathroom.
I think it would be kind of like a thing.
He was
the only president to ever get stuck in
a bathtub. I want it to be a thing. Whenever DJ runs for office, we're going to make it a thing.
I will just
okay,
find...
what are your... Take me through the policies right now. At this point in time, give me your campaign.
Criminal justice system reform.
As far as what?
Well, let me tell you.
Okay. Keep in mind, we can't get too politically motivated on the radio, but we can say policies.
Okay, so it is... So a lot of people in this country go to jail for pretty stupid reasons.
Okay, yes, I agree.
Such as, it's ridiculous if a woman... So let's say she gets a suspended license.
Yes.
Because she hasn't paid her car insurance, because she's been paying for a house for her children, for food for her children.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter where the money goes. It matters that it's not going to car insurance.
Right.
For the sake of the argument.
But, so when you have a suspended license, you can go to the DMV, and you can get a waiver that allows you to drive to and from work and nowhere else.
Yes.
But many people